Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I'm Tanvi Taneja with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with visiting Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in New Delhi. Iranian Finance Minister Masood Karbassian says no limitation to bilateral relations with India, describes trade and investment as an important part of India-Iran relations. CBI arrests former deputy manager of Punjab National Bank, Gokulnath Shetty, and two others in connection with the alleged fraud in the bank. Enforcement Directorate continues raid at various locations across the country. Tripura set for assembly polls tomorrow. 292 candidates in fray for 59 seats. Lok Sabha Speaker Sumitra Mahajan inaugurates the two-day conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association of India region in Patna. In sports, 36-year-old Roger Federer becomes the world's oldest number one in tennis history, and India's Yuki Bhambri meets Jordan Thompson of Australia in the title clash of the Chennai Open Challenger Tournament today. The delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani ended in New Delhi a short while ago. During the talks, both leaders reviewed the progress achieved in bilateral relations and exchanged views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Several agreements are also expected to be signed shortly. Both leaders will also release a special postal stamp. Earlier today, External Affairs Minister Sushma Swaraj called on the visiting dignitary. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ravish Kumar said in a tweet that both leaders discussed ways to strengthen cooperation in energy, connectivity, IT, education, culture and people-to-people contacts. The Iranian president was accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. He also visited Rajghat to pay tributes to father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Mr. Rouhani will meet President Ramnath Kovind and Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu later today. The Iranian president, who is on a three-day visit to India, arrived in New Delhi last night after his stay in Hyderabad. Iranian Finance Minister Masood Karbassian has said trade and investment are the important parts of the diverse India-Iran relations. Addressing a business event in New Delhi today, Dr. Karbassian said Indian companies should take benefit of the business environment in Iran. He said there is no limitation to the bilateral relations. Speaking on Chabahar Port, the minister said it is a symbol of multilateral cooperation and it will play a pivotal role in increasing trade and investment in the region. On the occasion, FICCI and Iran Chambers of Commerce, Industry, Mines and Agriculture, ICCIMA, signed an MOU to strengthen economic relations through deepening of commercial, trade and investment cooperation. The CBI today made the first arrest in the alleged 11,400 crore rupee Punjab National Bank fraud case in which businessman Nirav Modi and his partner Mehul Choksi are accused. The CBI has arrested three people: former deputy manager of the bank Gokulnath Shetty, single window operator of the bank Manoj Kharat, and the authorized signatory of Nirav Modi group of firms Hemant Bhatt. The three will be produced before a CBI special court in Mumbai. Our correspondent has more on this.
The arrest comes after Punjab National Bank suspended 8 employees yesterday. The number of suspended employees now stand at 18, which also includes general manager level officers. An internal investigation of the bank is still underway. The Punjab National Bank had suspended 10 officers earlier and referred the matter to the CBI for investigation. The CBI had received complaints from the bank against Nirav Modi and a jewelry company against fraudulent transactions. The Enforcement Directorate yesterday carried out multiple raids on showrooms, workshops, offices and residences of Nirav Modi and his business partner Mehul Choksi and seized diamonds, jewelries and gold worth 5,100 crore rupees. Lubna Yusuf Musa, AIR News, Mumbai.
Meanwhile, the Enforcement Directorate ED continued its raids across the country today in connection with the case. Yesterday, the ED had issued summons to Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi in connection with the case. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has said it has already undertaken a supervisory assessment of controlled systems in the Punjab National Bank, PNB, and will take appropriate supervisory action. The Apex Bank's statement came after there were media reports that the RBI has directed PNB to pay the entire amount of around 11,400 crore rupees owed to the counterparty banks in the alleged fraud involving jeweler Nirav Modi. In a statement, RBI has denied having given any such instructions. The Apex Bank said the fraud in PNB is a case of operational risk arising on account of delinquent behavior by one or more employees of the bank and failure of internal controls. The stage is set for tomorrow's assembly elections in Tripura. Voting will take place in 59 of the 60 constituencies. Polling to Charilam ST seat will be held on the 12th of next month due to the death of CPIM candidate Ramendra Narayan Deb Barma. A total of 292 candidates are in the fray, with the main contest expected between BJP and CPIM. Our correspondent reports that Chief Electoral Officer Sri Ram Taranikanti has appealed to the electorates to exercise their right to franchise without any fear and pressure.
Talking to media in Agartala, the Chief Electoral Officer Sriram Taranikanti said, to ensure free and fair elections, the Election Commission has appointed a special observer, R.K. Pachnanda, DG of Indo-Tibetan Border Police, ITBP, to oversee the overall security arrangements on the day of polling. He also said that two choppers will be kept ready to meet any eventuality, while an air ambulance will also be ready for emergency purpose as per the Election Commission's guideline. The CEO further said that some companies of additional central forces will stay back in the state even after completion of polling to ensure peace and tranquility. Nishit Joshi, AIR News, Agartala.
In Nagaland, Nefeo Rio, who has been elected unopposed to the new state assembly from the Northern Angami 2 seat, resigned from the Lok Sabha yesterday. Mr. Rio is the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party chief. Meanwhile, campaigning for the 27th of this month's polls is gaining momentum in all the districts. Leaders of various political parties are holding public rallies and door-to-door campaigns across the state. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Lok Sabha Speaker Sumitra Mahajan inaugurated the 6th Conference of Commonwealth Parliamentary Association, CPA, of India Region in Patna today. The two-day event will hold discussions on two subjects, Parliament's role in the development agenda and legislature and judiciary. Over 100 delegates from India and abroad, including Australia, Britain and Uganda, are participating in the conference. Speakers of state assemblies, chairpersons of legislative councils and delegates from across the country are also taking part in the event. Addressing the conference, Mrs. Mahajan said there should not be any politics in development. She said development is meant for society and it is not an achievement of any particular party. The Lok Sabha speaker stressed for sustainable development for all sections of society.
Sustainable development goals, jiski baat hoti hai, development hona hai, isko humne agree kiya. Jo do vishay humne rakhe hai, ki role of parliament and parliamentarians in achieving sustainable development goals. और उसके बाद अपने अपने प्रदेश में क्या क्या हो रहा है, कैसा होना चाहिए, क्या कर सकते हैं, इस पर हम एक चर्चा करेंगे.
The chairperson of the CPA Executive Committee, Emilia Lifaka, pitched for participation of state and non-state actors to achieve the goals of sustainable development. She said efforts are needed to increase representation of women in parliament and legislature. Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu today said education for women must be given prime importance, as educating a girl uplifts the entire family. Mr. Naidu was speaking at an event in Farooq College at Kozhikode in Kerala. He urged all organizations to encourage free education for the socially and economically backward children. Former Delhi Congress chief Arvinder Singh Lovely rejoined the party today, months after he quit to join the BJP. Mr. Lovely met Congress chief Rahul Gandhi at his residence in New Delhi, along with state party chief Ajay Makin. Talking to reporters, Mr. Lovely said, at that time when he joined the BJP, he had said it was not a happy decision for him and a weak moment. But after that, he said he had a chat with Mr. Makin and sorted out the differences. Prime Minister of Canada Justin Trudeau will arrive in India this evening on a 7-day state visit. Ministry of External Affairs said his visit is aimed at further strengthening bilateral relations between the two countries in key sectors of mutual interest. The areas include trade and investment, energy, science and innovation, higher education, infrastructure development, skill development and space. It said cooperation in security and counter-terrorism, as well as exchange of views on global and regional issues of mutual interest, will also form important components of the visit. In the United States, the FBI has admitted to its failure to act on a tip warning about the man who killed 17 people at a Florida high school. The tip expressed concern about the accused possessing a gun, having the desire to kill, and the potential to commit a school shooting. In a statement, the FBI said a person described as someone close to accused gunman Nicholas Cruz called an FBI tip line weeks before the shooting. The agency said the information should have been assessed as a potential threat to life, but the protocols were not followed. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions said he has ordered a review of FBI procedures following the shooting. Florida Governor Rick Scott demanded that FBI Director Christopher Wray should step down over the agency's failure. In China, 9 people have been killed in a fire at a waste processing facility in Guangdong Province. The state news agency Xinhua said the fire broke out in the facility in Qichuang City in the early hours today. Police said they have started an investigation into the incident. In Mexico, 2 people have been killed in a military helicopter crash in the state of Oaxaca. In a statement, the Interior Ministry said 2 people on the ground were killed when the helicopter carrying the Interior Minister and Oaxaca Governor crashed during a visit to the areas affected by a 7.2 magnitude earthquake. It said the Interior Minister and the Governor were not seriously injured. The officials were surveying the aftermath of the quake that rocked the rural state and Mexico City last evening. The quake left nearly 1 million homes and businesses without power in the capital and the south. In Israel, demonstrations were held in Tel Aviv yesterday for the resignation of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The protests at Tel Aviv Square took place after police recommended that Mr. Netanyahu may be charged with bribery in 2 corruption cases. Police had said that there was evidence that the Israeli Prime Minister received gifts from businessmen and discussed a deal with the publisher of Israel's best-selling newspaper for better coverage in return for curves on a rival newspaper. Mr. Netanyahu has denied any wrongdoing in both the cases. It is now up to the Attorney General to determine whether to press charges against the Israeli Prime Minister or not. In sports, 20-time Grand Slam champion Roger Federer has become the oldest world number one in tennis history. The 36-year-old Swiss replaced Rafael Nadal at the top of the standings after recording a 4-6, 6-1, 6-1 win over Dutch Gobin Hasse in the quarterfinals of the Rotterdam Open at the Netherlands. Federer surpassed Andre Agassi, who held the top spot aged 33 in 2003. Federer first became the world number one in February 2004, but has not topped the ranking since October 2012. He slipped to 17th in January last year after he spent 6 months out recovering from a knee injury. Since then, the Swiss star has won 8 titles, including Wimbledon last year and 2 Australian Opens. Federer will face Andrea Seppi of Italy in the semi-finals later today. Still with tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri will play for the Chennai Open ATP Challenger Trophy today. Bhambri, who is seeded second, will take on top seed Jordan Thompson of Australia. In the semi-finals yesterday, Bhambri had defeated South Korea's Lee Do-ki 7-5-6-2 to enhance his chances of returning to the top 100. In the other semi-final, Thompson got the better of Spaniard Pedro Martinez 6-1-7-6. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with visiting Iranian President Hassan Rouhani in New Delhi. Iranian Finance Minister Masood Karbasian says no limitation to bilateral relations with India, describes trade and investment as an important part of India-Iran relations. CBI arrests former deputy manager of Punjab National Bank, Gokulnath Shetty, and 2 others in connection with the alleged fraud in the bank. Enforcement Directorate continues raid at various locations across the country. Tripura set for assembly polls tomorrow, 292 candidates in fray for 59 states. Lok Sabha Speaker Sumitra Mahajan inaugurates 2-day conference of the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association of India region in Patna. In sports, 36-year-old Roger Federer becomes the world's oldest number one in tennis history. And with that, we end the midday news.